All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive. You know that question that's always floating around? Is college worth it? Well, we're going to dive deep into that today. In our last deep dive, we're looking at how colleges and universities actually make their money. And what I found fascinating was that there's a big disconnect between how they get funded and what students are actually learning. So we're going to dig into that today. And, you know, especially these days, people are questioning the value proposition of higher education more and more. So we're going to see if we can get to the bottom of that. I don't know about you, but what really stood out to me in all this research is that colleges and universities are often incentivized to focus on things like enrollment numbers, graduation rates, but not necessarily on whether students are actually gaining valuable skills.
Yeah, and it's fascinating because they're using these indirect measures. You know, like how many students are enrolling, how many are graduating, as a way to measure if they're actually providing value. But it doesn't really get at the heart of what students can actually do once they leave.
It's like paying a mechanic just for showing up to the shop, not for actually fixing any cars.
You're just rewarding them for being there, not for actually delivering results.
So if graduation rates and enrollment numbers aren't the best way to tell if a college is doing a good job, what is, I keep seeing this phrase, observable learning outcomes in the research. What are SLOs and how do they change the game?
Well, observable learning outcomes, or SLOs, shift the focus to what students can actually do. So instead of just checking off courses on a list, students are assessed on their ability to apply knowledge and skills in real-world settings.
So it's not just about memorizing facts for a test. It's about being able to actually use what you've learned. But how do you measure those observable outcomes? That seems tricky.
Yeah, that's a great question. And this is where things get really interesting, because we're talking about moving away from those indirect measures like exit surveys or even course completion rates, and instead focusing on what students can actually do. Can they solve a complex problem? Can they communicate their ideas effectively? Can they think critically and form a reasoned argument?
I see the connection to that report you sent me about workforce readiness.
Yeah.
Employers are looking for people who can solve problems. Not just people who have a piece of paper that says they graduated. This all makes sense. But this seems like a huge shift for colleges. What's their incentive to actually do this?
Well, imagine a system where funding is directly tied to those demonstrable outcomes. So instead of getting money based on how many students they enroll, they get funded based on how well their students can actually perform.
Ah, so you're turning the system on its head. It's less about filling seats and more about actually equipping students with real-world skills.
And that creates some really interesting incentives.
Yeah, I can see how that would motivate colleges to really focus on teaching valuable skills. So what are the benefits of this approach for everybody involved, students, faculty?
Yeah, there are a lot of benefits. First, it creates transparency. Students, parents, employers, everyone can clearly see what skills graduates are expected to have. Second, it promotes accountability. Institutions are held responsible for actually delivering those outcomes. And finally, it fosters equity because we move away from traditional markers of success like GPA, and we focus on what students can actually contribute.
It sounds like this could really level the playing field for students from all different backgrounds.
Exactly.
So who needs to hear this message? And why should they care?
Well, I think everyone involved in education needs to hear this. Politicians, students, faculty, even the general public.
Okay, let's start with politicians. Why should they care about this?
Well, politicians are the ones who decide how education gets funded. And tying funding to these observable outcomes ensures that taxpayer dollars are being invested in actual results.
So it's not just throwing money at the problem. It's about investing in a solution. What about students? How would this benefit them?
Well, for students, it means their degree is more than just a piece of paper. It represents a set of tangible, demonstrable skills that they can take to employers.
I can see how that would give students a lot more confidence when they're applying for jobs. They can actually say, look, I can do this and prove it. Okay, what about faculty? I imagine this would require a pretty big change in how they teach.
Yeah, it definitely would. But embracing SLOs can lead to more effective teaching practices and ultimately greater student success.
So it's a win-win for everybody. Students are better prepared for the workforce, and faculty are more effective in the classroom. But this isn't just an academic exercise, is it? It seems like this has implications for society as a whole.
graduates with these demonstrable competencies are better equipped to contribute to society.
Mm.
They're problem solvers, innovators, engaged citizens.
So circling back to that question we started with, is college worth it? It sounds like focusing on observable learning outcomes can help us see the true value of higher education.
It shifts the focus away from degrees as just credentials and towards education as a process that empowers individuals.
That's a great way to put it. So we've covered a lot of ground today, but it leaves us with a lot to think about. What skills do you believe are most crucial for success in today's world? And how can we as individuals and as a society ensure that colleges are actually delivering on their promise to equip students with those skills? Keep those questions in mind. And remember, you have a voice in shaping the future of education. So keep asking those tough questions. Explore the resources you've gathered. And advocate for a system that prioritizes skills over diplomas. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll see you next time.